Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you are well. Don't usually record in the morning. I normally do this in the evenings. But you know what? It's such a lovely morning here in West Sussex that I've came outside. I'm sat on my sub pod, which I've spoken a lot about over this last week. Got a cup of coffee in hand, just looking out and across the garden and thinking, I cannot wait to spend more time in the garden this year. I'm really excited, as I always get at this time of year, as I can see daffodils and tulips are starting to spring into growth. We've got spring onions we're eating, and yeah, everything's just coming together really, really nicely. I don't know about you, but I'd like to know what your plans are for this year, if you're growing anything different or trying anything different. It'd be really interesting to find out if somebody is trying something a bit different and how we can learn from that. So, my plan this weekend, I'm shortly going to head down the allotment. I'm taking down a lot of the corrugated iron from the shed that we've held onto from when I dismantled the old potting shed. And we're going to use that corrugated iron to build some beds down on the allotment. They're going to be quite deep beds, but I don't mind that. I think initially they're going to be used for growing potatoes. While I'm down there, I'm going to try and fix my lawnmower, do a bit of weeding and clear things up down there and get things ready for the next year. And prune, actually, my autumn raspberries. That's going to be a priority because it's really the last weekend we can do that. Then tomorrow at home, if the weather's like this, I'm probably going to end up mowing the lawn and trying to clear up some of the waste that we've collected there. And that should help tidy things up, which I'll be very, very glad to do as well. Apart from that, at home, it's going to be a lot of sowing more seeds and pricking out a lot of seedlings. I've got a lot of seedlings that need pricking out, particularly the tomatoes. Just got to find room and more root trainers in which I can do that in. But that's a whole nother story that I'll discuss probably tomorrow. On this note, I'm really looking forward to this growing year. I've got feeling really positive. I think as long as I can stay organised and be really organised. I've just got a little robin come down and see me as well. I think there he is. So I know you can't see it, but he's just flying around me. He quite often pops around this year. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting this year. I think as long as I can stay organised and stay on top of everything, I can cope with trying to run a garden and allotment while working and grow as much food as I possibly can. I think it's definitely going to be a challenge. Definitely going to be a challenge. But I think being efficient with my time, being efficient with my time is going to really pay off. Oh, another thing I want to do this weekend actually as well, one of the quail cages, this is an old rabbit cage. I've moved all the quails out of that into another cage. I just want to give that a lick of paint and a clean up this week, in order that I can use that again pretty soon. Right, well, that is it for today. Let me know what you are planning or what's your plans you've got for this year, please. I'd be really interested to find out. And as always, thank you so much for your support. We're a continually growing group, which is absolutely brilliant to see. And I think we've got a lot to offer and a lot more places we can keep going. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again very soon.